This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is here for you. They're going to make sure that when you're buying or selling a home, you're making the most informed decision, that you have the information that you need, and you have the guidance and the consultation, right? That's what they do, among many other things. Now, they have the expertise that you need to make the most money, to find the home of your dreams, but you got to reach out. So to livelovememphis.com.
901-625-5200. They're the best for my money, and they got me more money than I thought they'd be able to get for my shack of a home back in 2018. Now, it wasn't a shack. Someone actually bought it, and again, bought it for real money, not Monopoly money. Could not believe what Jennifer Carstensen got for my home, but what I appreciated even more, because she said she was going to get it, was the fact that I didn't have to spend the thousands I thought I was going to get my home on the market. She said, no, all you got to do is fix this, this, this. It's not going to be the thousands you thought. In fact, it only added up to hundreds. We got that thing sold. She's going to do the best for your pockets, whether that is getting the most money for your home or getting you into a home. It's going to represent a great equity situation for you down the road. That's all she's interested in. That's our way of improving Memphis, by getting you in a better ownership situation. 901-625-5200 to Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency. On Monday, it is my job to come in here, pull out my big green egg. I pat out burgers like I used to do back at the Memphis Country Club, but I season these differently than we did back then at old MCC. We season these with respect in a world full of disrespect. Let's do respect burgers. Easy, easy, easy respect burgers Monday here for me. And it got even easier after I read Chris Harrington's column. Chris Harrington of the Daily Memphian. I suggest you read him regularly over at dailymemphian.com. And I read his column this morning on that blowout loss to the Oklahoma City Thunder. He pointed this out. I couldn't have known it just watching the game on television or anything else, that the Thunder game operations staff, as the Grizzlies' starting lineup was announced, you know what music they were playing?
No.
Elvis Presley's Teddy Bear. Brad, give them a, give our listeners that don't know, now we are in Elvis's city, a little taste of how...
Teddy Bear?
Yeah, yeah, and you can just, if you want to, you don't have to play the whole, you can fast forward that thing in there. But just for those that don't know, you know, what that sound, what that song sort of sounds like. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so you get an idea, because we got plenty of folks from the north and the south that may have never heard this song. You know what I'm saying? North, south, Memphis. Watkins and Brown may have never heard it. Big old teddy bear. We'll take it in for a few seconds just so we can get a good feel. Oh, let it be, Teddy Bear. All right, I think you get the point. This was in your introductions. We were ripping OKC. I've seen this happen, you know, whether it was this year or previously, for ripping us off, right? They were supposed to be trying to be us because they were doing the group interviews and just like we used to do a couple of years ago, and boy, were we offended by that, because you know what? Ours was real. And it was original in its own way. What was the line Jai used to say? Parade in my city?
Yeah, it's a parade inside my
city. It's a parade in you.
Yeah.
Those were fun times. OKC did a similar thing as they were growing up, and we've often sort of held it against them. Now they're so unscared of you. They take you so seriously that they play teddy bear in the open. They're slapping you in the face before they do it on the floor. And my point is, respect to them for being able to back talking it and then backing up. Because you know what we were good at? We were good at talking the talk for those years, never backed it up against anybody other than Minnesota for that one playoff series that you've won in the Ja Morant era. It's really emblematic of the joke you're becoming to the rest of the league. Now, okay, well, we're in Memphis. We don't care about what anybody, and I subscribe to that. We're not seeking their approval, but it can make Zach Kleiman's job harder, right? In terms of whether it's acquiring free agents, whether it's getting trades done, because everybody thinks you're a bozo, they can get over on you. You're the young GM that doesn't know how to get it to the next level. This is not good.
Yeah.
The fact that the NBA is looking at you, some of this as a result of your, you know, the face of your franchise, Ja Morant, and some of the things that he's done this season. But more importantly, it's what's happening on the court. It's this fall from 2 to play-in status to 8 to where you're having to take this beating from one of the best teams we've ever seen, at least regular season teams. And look at what they think of you. And in this case, I do think it matters because it can make Zach Kleiman's job harder. And more importantly, if your key players, let's just say your big three, start thinking they're a joke.
Right.
Now, I'd say part of it is when you go out there and you put up 4 points and 3 rebounds, Jaren Jackson Jr., you make it real easy for them to sort of put that on you. But my point is, once they start getting tired of being clowned, you think they're going to want to stay here and keep playing, signing up for this, and, oh, just keep it. Yeah, we'll keep doing it in Memphis. It was something by OKC, but yeah, I would have loved to have been able to come in here and say, boy, they do that to you. Boy, we got them back. You put them in your – and you go out there and lose by 51. It's the largest ever game one loss. Oklahoma City knew exactly what it's doing, and frankly, you have become a teddy bear organization. It's happening right before our eyes. And if we don't get serious again about the fixes, whether that's coach, whether it's roster, or, again, I think the conversation's probably been moved forward after what we – and should be moved forward after what we saw on Sunday, a conversation about this big three and whether you're ready to go all in on it financially with Jaren next up and then Ja. Can you keep doing this? If this is what it's going to add up to, they were out there. And I know they played late Friday night. That doesn't excuse you from 4-3. And from Ja Bane and Jaren, the poor shooting the whole night. And I would say it in their body language, too, the way they looked on the bench. Like, where is the pride? But unfortunately, this organization has left it up to those guys to set the culture because you don't have a coach that sets one. You clearly have a front office that's left it up to them, and the result is a 51-point loss, where maybe or maybe not there's some guys even laughing on the bench, during it. How can anybody be laughing? I don't care if it's a reserve player, I don't care if it's your star player, nobody should be laughing. You've become a teddy bear franchise.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell you, respect to OKC for getting it right and then handing you the loss that they did in the fashion that they did. We've never seen in NBA history a team lose by more in game one.
Yeah.
Imagine that. And now that's on you. Remember how we used to laugh at them because we handed them that 70-something point regular season beating?
Yeah.
Oh, they came back from that. And right now, I don't know that you can in any sort of way that could compete with where they're at now. I don't know that there's any coming back for you. All right, moving on. And I miss the heck out of him. I miss him more each day. But I wanted to make sure we did this officially because he's officially a Rookie of the Year finalist. But Jalen Wells, a respect burger to him for the season that he had over the weekend, becomes one of the three finalists, along with Stephon Castle. We mentioned him from the Spurs, and along with Zachary Richesse from Atlanta. 79 games this season. He was so close to playing an entire season. Would have been the first since you went and looked it up. Remember that? A few years, I put you on the spot. You did it for us. Would have been the first sin. Maybe it was like Bane a few years ago or something like that.
But finalist.
It had been a while since we'd had a Grizzly player play all 82 games. He was right there before he goes down in that Charlotte game. Ended up out of those 79 games played, 74 of them started. 10.4 points, 3.4 rebounds per game. The shooting tailed off near the end of the season where it got down to 35.2% from three on the season. But you absolutely, he was your best perimeter defender all season long, and he had to do it as a rookie. Is a guy that we thought, listen, we thought Zach Edey would be in this group. Probably would have predicted that over Jalen Wells to start in terms of a finalist for Rookie of the Year. So for this man to come from literally, I mean, out of nowhere, from as far as the NBA is concerned, as a second-round pick, and to be up there with Risha Shea and Castle, who were obviously much more highly regarded coming out of college, that's big time. And the 79 games that he played, Grizzlies were 15 games, over 500, had one double-double as well. He won't win the award, but we needed to stop. And Lord knows they're missing him right now in terms of a perimeter body to put against, you know, OKC. But we needed to stop and congratulate Jalen Wells on the fine rookie season that he had, and now a finalist officially for Rookie of the Year. And then finally, we're sticking in the NBA. This one's a little different. It does. We talked about that Clippers Denver game that went to overtime, and Kawhi couldn't do anything in overtime. They're gonna, Brad. I do still think I like Clippers in that series, and if you get better Kawhi, then clearly you're right there. I mean, they had that game. They should have won it, and the game got to overtime on it. But in that game, you might not have noticed, and many have written about it. Jeff Van Gundy, at one point in that game, if you hadn't seen the video, you can look it up pretty quickly, is holding the ball, and he's holding it from Jokic. Did you see that? There's a video. So it's 30. There's 34 seconds left, and the Clippers are in position to use a challenge after a Kawhi Leonard turnover, and Jokic is trying to get the ball so he can inbound it quickly. And Van Gundy, one of the Clippers' assistants now, and Jason Powell's a trainer, they're holding on to the ball, trying to keep it from Jokic. And so there's a back and forth between Jokic and Van Gundy. And as one online outlet wrote about the interaction, if you're familiar with Van Gundy's history, then you probably remember 27 years ago when he was the coach of the New York Knicks and he was holding on tightly to Alonzo Mourning's leg in a big scrap between Alonzo Mourning, I think it was Larry Johnson. It was Heat and Knicks, and he is holding on to Alonzo Mourning's leg as he's trying to break up this fight. The other team's player, he's holding on Alonzo's trying to kick him off, and little 5 foot whatever Van Gundy's down there getting dragged around, but he will not let go, just like he would not let go of this ball.
Yeah.
And so as this outlet put it, and I just got a big kick out of the way they wrote it as a former or wannabe writer myself, that one day Nikola Jokic and Alonzo Mourning will have a conversation unlike any that other current and former NBA players can share. Much could obviously be said between Hall of Famers of present and future, but this discussion centers around a unique topic. That, of course, would be the unbelievably powerful grip of an individual they now share an otherwise unique experience with, Jeff Van Gundy. 27 years separated by the two, and Jeff just endeared himself to any of us that have been watching NBA forever, whether him as an analyst or on a bench. Dude, his passion for the game, passion as a peacemaker in some instances, although in that instance with Alonzo, he was attacking him because he was the coach of the other team, or in this case, it's gamesmanship. You're trying to keep Jokic from getting that ball inbounded. So he's trying to hold, but this tight grip of this little man, respect burger to Jeff Van Gundy, more powerful than certainly he looks.
Yeah. We're going to stick there for the disrespect dog. We're going to hand the disrespect dog to the entire NBA playoffs. One game between Saturday and Sunday was within single digits. The rest, all blowouts. Golden State, double digits. Miami, Cleveland, double digits. Boston, Orlando, double digits. Grizzlies, Oklahoma City, just barely double digits, but was double digits. Almost was triple digits. Minnesota Lakers, I was double digits. Pistons, Knicks, double digits. Clippers, Nuggets for a long time was double digits until the Nuggets made a miracle run, and then Indiana, Milwaukee was double digits as well. So we're not getting great games. We're not getting competitive games in these playoffs. And I suppose like that's, you know, the way it's going to be early on when you have, you know, ones versus eights, two versus sevens, three versus sixes, whatever. But I mean, damn, brother, can we get any competitive games in these playoffs? I think it's going to translate to very brutal ratings for the NBA, would be my guess. Not that anybody out there listening cares about that, but I know the league does, and I don't think that they're going to like what comes in. I mean, you got, you know, a double-digit spread, Thunder Grizz, tomorrow. Then Wednesday, double-digit spread, Orlando Boston, double-digit spread, Cleveland Miami. So, you know, you're just kind of running into this. We have not talked a lot about, like, Minnesota Lakers. We haven't really talked about that at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that
very
was
impressive.
That was shocking in a way.
Yeah. How only Luka showed up.
Yes. I'm wondering if you think Minnesota's live in the series.
Absolutely do. I think they're live. I still think the Clippers. I think Rockets are alive, even though early on, if you're watching that game, you'll say, no, they're too young. They have no play. They are just in the second half, and they had the Warriors on the rope. And then Steph hit crazy shots, which is what he does. That's still going to be a great series. I think Timberwolves are live, and I absolutely think Clippers are live. They held their favorite in game two.
Yeah.
On the road. And so I back to the point, I think three of the four series in the West still have a chance to be, like we projected them to be, incredibly competitive.
Right.
Now, on the East side, unfortunately, you're dealing with an Orlando team that, while they can play defense with the best of them, they can't score, bro. And so, yeah, that no one is watching that. That's a Magic team that's 7 and not ready to even threaten the Celtics. Oh, by the way, Jason Tatum went down late.
Yeah, he did.
That wrist, he got back in, but that might be a deal where they can hold him out. The Magic are so sorry offensively, and especially they get exposed. And so I'm with you. That not competitive there. And in Pacers Bucks, I'm not watching it anyway.
Right.
But the other, you know, Knicks Pistons has a chance to be competitive. It was until the Pistons let him back in. They had them in that game, and then I don't know. So three of the four in the East, but that's the East.
It's always uninteresting.
The West still has the chance with this competitive West. We said historically was historically competitive this year. Still has a chance to give you three of the four are going to be great playoff series.
Yep,
and I believe they will be.
Yeah. You just got to make it to you know.
I know you got your doubts on Houston. You may be proven right that they're just it's another level they have to learn. They weren't ready.
Yeah.
But I saw an adjustment.
Because, you know, we're talking, it's goat talk with the Warriors, you know.
Bro, the shots that Steph was hitting, there were fadeaways, there were flick of the wrist stuff over defenders. Now, a lot of nights those aren't going to go in. Yep. And that's not a Grizzlies defense over there, one that lost its identity and done. That's a good Houston defense. That's a good defense over there that's going to continue. Did you see the way they're defending him? Now, the Golden State's going to send it to the league. You're not going to be able, but they were grabbing him off screens to do what Brevin Knight has talked about. Like, you can't even let him think he can shoot. But he still did it off tiptoe shots.
Yep.
And made them late to hold off Houston. But Houston made a real charge there. I knew Ime at halftime was going to get into them and shake them back up. And then,
yeah,
you know, unfortunately, Van Vliet couldn't hit anything.
Nah, that was...
Are y'all not pulling for Houston? Don't y'all want to see Golden State die? This whole thing about they're going to win the championship?
I'm a Steph guy.
Draymond predicted it.
I'm a Steph fan.
Now Jimmy's saying it.
I don't want Houston to beat Steph. I like Steph.
No, I'd rather put them down. I wanted it to be us, but we couldn't.
They're big underdogs now to do that, because now you got to go take one on the road at Golden State. So we shall. I mean, it's not impossible, but I don't know.
No, they lost 3 of 5 to finish the regular season. All of them are at home.
If you're getting these Warriors where, you know, Steph is going for 30 and Jimmy's going for 25, I think you're going to have a hard time.
You know who wasn't ready? That's when you were talking, Jalen Green.
No.
But he watched those other guys from the bench. Yeah. I like that he may be in some of his fouls, but he had to watch those other guys. He's going to have to be better. He learned it's a different level against these GOATs.
Yes, he did.
There were a bunch of them that did that, but that adjustment they made in the second half, man, they're going to be. Shingun brought it.
Yeah, he did.
From the get go.
He did. He was about the only one.
But I could be completely wrong, and Warriors just outclass them the whole way. I think Rockets, with their coaching and their. They're grown men will make this quite a series.
That was about it. That was about it from the NBA playoffs. We'll come back. We'll talk to Jeff Coggins about these Grizzlies, get his thoughts on the next few weeks and more. Jason and John, Artie Chine FM, ESPN. Jeff Coggins is the host of the Jeff Coggins Show. Columnist for the Daily Memphian, joins us every Monday, and he joins us now. You asked the question on X.
I did.
It's not Twitter. It's X, Jeff.
I still call it Twitter.
That's not what it's called. Okay.
Okay.
It's X now. And you ask, most humiliating losses by a Memphis team ever. Sunday is up there. And losing to the Lakers by 40 in Game 6 2 years ago. How about losing to Arkansas State in football, 47-3? what are the other contenders? I don't know if you have read the responses. Were there any that jumped out at you?
Well, let's just look at the topic really quickly. I don't consider, if you're talking about devastating losses, that's a different category, right? But there's nothing humiliating about losing to Kansas in the national championship game, even if you're, you know, up with a minute to go. That's not humiliating, right? Can we agree with that? Like, that's not a... And then there was a game when Tommy West was head coach. I think it was against Cincinnati, and Memphis was on the verge of getting their sixth win. They really had it locked up. And go to a bowl game for the first time or something. It was under Rip. Maybe it was under Rip. And they lost that one in crushing fashion. And there are other crushing losses. The Florida Atlantic loss, right? That was crushing, but wasn't humiliating. I think we can all agree about that. So we're talking about a particular kind of loss. I think, honestly, to me, since I've been here in 96, to me, the ones that would leap to mind are the ones that I mentioned. It's yesterday. You're a joke. You're a punchline. Your national punchline is that is unfolding. Incredibly humiliating. And yet the last playoff game they played, maybe nearly as humiliating, because it was against the Lakers after you talked so big and then you lose by 40. You're getting clowned by LeBron and the Lakers. That was humiliating. And then the other one, I really do think the Arkansas State football game at Arkansas State, I was there to lose to Arkansas State 47-3. At that game, I wrote, it was the Larry Porter era, and I wrote a column saying that, no, not that Larry Porter should be fired, but that RC should be fired, because that's how bad it was. And then there's been a lot of interesting ones. I do think the Christian Brothers exhibition loss, even though it was an exhibition loss, like that was humiliating when that happened. And then they're like, I remember that we made a big deal of it when Josh Pastner lost to ECU at one point. Hell, Penny lost to ECU, didn't he? Like, there's been some losses to ECU that are pretty bad.
They lost by 40 to Tulsa. That was a really, really embarrassing loss.
Lost by 40 to Tulsa. Like, I remember Josh lost by probably 40 or something to Oklahoma State. I was at that game. But that's Oklahoma State, right? That's not Tulsa. So I don't know if there are any other. I mean, then people go way back before my time. The football team once lost to something called the Quantico Marines. And so that seems like a bad thing to do, is to lose to the Quantico Marines. But I think those are the ones. I haven't checked my X thread recently. Are there some other candidates that seemed promising to you?
And just those I mentioned. Just the loss to Tulsa. Losing by 40 to Tulsa in basketball in this year, like in this century, is insane.
And there have been others. I mean, hell, it was after the SMU game. I don't think that in the end, the SMU game that inspired my question to Penny, that inspired the stop asking stupid effing questions. I don't know what the score of that one was ultimately. The first half,
they were
getting blown out by SMU and had lost, 7 of 8 or 8 of 9or something at that point. So there have been some bad ones, but this was, and what's interesting
that
is,
I want to say that was 70, I don't know what the final, I don't remember what the final score was.
I do think that the 47-3 loss, Google and tell me when RC stepped down. I think it was at the end of that year. In other words, I do believe this. Who knows what this is going to lead to, right? Maybe Memphis will come back.
They only lost by 8 in that one.
Yeah.
And the one that you're talking about.
In the first half.
They were, but they made it, and that's when you asked your stupid question.
And then, stupid effing question. But how many had they lost in it? What was their record at that? How many had they lost?
They were 9-8 and 3-4 in the American.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but who knows what will happen in the series. Hopefully game 2 will be much more competitive. Can't be less competitive, but hopefully it'll be competitive. And so we shall see. But it is true that humiliating losses like this can have a way of changing things. Mm. I think there are things at stake in this series.
Yep.
in terms of, you know, Zach Kleiman's job, in terms of what you think about the core, in terms of, like, we don't know, we're speculating. It's very possible that in terms of Isolo's job, it's very possible that Robert Perez already made up his mind that he, because in the end, that's all it comes down to. He may absolutely love Zach Kleiman. He may love Tomas Isolo. He may love the core. He may like whatever. But I do think, as you speculate and look from the outside, that if it turns out to be just a four-game rout, not like yesterday necessarily, but let's throw another 30-point loss in there and an 18-point loss in there and maybe a 12-point loss in there, right? I think it might have a way of changing the way you think about things. And so it'll be, you know, you hope that they come back and for reasons of self-respect and interest in the series and everything else, that they you know, don't have a repeat of this. But it does have a way of making you have a different perspective on this. I do believe, and I'm just saying this off the top of my head, I think it was after that year that the 47-3 loss to Arkansas State, that RC stepped down and was replaced by Tom Bowen. I believe that to be true. And I don't think that's totally a coincidence.
Yeah, because you wondered. I mean, maybe it didn't matter to them. And they were coming off a tough situation where you're playing the late game Friday. You got to play the early game on Sunday. But I'm with you, and I think you touched on it too this morning. At least for me, it's with this humiliation can come a palpable damage. Whether it's making the job harder for Kleiman, if it's harder for Parra to sort of make an observation on him on Kleiman, or then what you touched on. If inner belief starts to go out the door, you know, with that big three, whether it's Ja Morant, whether it's Jaren Jackson Jr., you know, if they start to doubt the plan, and forget what we think about it, but them themselves, hey man, this front office, boy, they don't know what they're doing, or this coach hadn't done it for me, you know, then you can get yourself in real hot water, where I think you're not just talking about records and humiliation, but you're talking about damaging your franchise if it continues to go this way, potentially.
Yeah, it was a point that it was when we were debating last week whether fans should root for a win or a loss on Friday. Again, no one ever thought that the players would do anything other than try to win Friday. But when we were debating internally what your preference would be, one of the points that Chris Harrington made, saying that, come on, man, everyone should want them to win, was that he made this point. He said that losing to the Mavs and therefore missing the playoffs 2 years in a row, plummeting from two to, you know, to out of the playoffs, that might have a, again, total speculation, that might have the impact of shaking the faith of Ja, Jaren, and Dez in the enterprise. And I sort of agreed with that, right? Yeah. The problem is that getting swept and blown out by Oklahoma City in four straight games could have the exact same effect, exactly. Or even worse, honestly, because here's the truth. If you had lost to, again, I came down on the side of, I think it's good that they won. I think this is instructive. I think they will learn things about themselves. I think the experience will be good, even if hideous. But still, if you want to take the other side of this, if you had lost Friday, you know, people would have noticed a little, but it's a play-in game. It would have been chalked up as, Grizzlies, boy, that was a disappointing end of the year.
Yep.
Everyone wouldn't be watching the way they were going to watch every one of these four games, you know? Like, this is an extended humiliation, as opposed to that would have been a brief, well, that was a dud, and then it's over. Plus, you would have had Ja's ankle, you could have blamed.
Yeah, you could have. Yeah, they were just checked out, you had Ja hurt, right? And you'd have moved on. The NBA certainly would have, to your point.
Yeah.
Yes.
And now, again, I do think, and I heard you all talking about it before, I think it's incumbent on Jaren, Dez, and Ja to, you know, I understand that they're missing, you know, two players who would be in the rotation, but the three players who you've built your franchise around are all healthy, basically.
Yep.
They're all there. They're all participating. And they should be better than losing by 50 to Oklahoma City, no question.
Yeah. So, you know, it's hard because, like, you know, that's the brutality. Like, we're going to sit here and, I mean, what, you know, they're going to be 14 and a half. They're 15-point dogs tomorrow, and then they're going to be you know, 7-point dogs on Thursday, right, and then they're going to be 9-point. I mean, they're just.
Well, that's what we knew. That's what we. That's right, why the debate right, was right, the right. debate last.
I mean, I said on Friday, you know? I would rather take my 0.5% chance at Cooper Flagg,
right,
than take my 0.0% chance at the Oklahoma City Thunder.
And to me, if you were taking that side of the argument, it wasn't just the draft pick. The draft pick was a big part of it, but whatever else, right? It was also the understanding of which of these things is going to be more excruciating. Just putting the draft pick aside, like, yep, which is literally more painful as a fan base? Is it to players on a team? Is it to lose a home game to a totally mediocre Dallas team without Kyrie, all of that? Well, that's pretty humiliating, right? But is that more humiliating than what happened Sunday? I actually don't think it is more humiliating. Now, we didn't know when we were talking about it last week that it was going to be a 51-point beatdown, right? But we knew it was going to be a beatdown. Like, and no one thought that Memphis was going to do anything other than maybe at the outside get a game here. And those are the optimists. You know, I never thought they'd get a game. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they lost by an average of 18.5 points in the regular season each time they played. So, you know, we sort of knew this was coming. I just think those who said, I'd rather do that, you know, sort of underestimated how painful it is to get swept in this fashion. As I pointed out again on X, John, not Twitter, the first two sweeps that this franchise endured to the Spurs and to the Suns back when they first made the playoffs in 04 and 05, they were swept each of those series. The four games combined, the four losses combined in each of those series, they did not lose by as many points as they lost by yesterday. Mm. And so this is unprecedented in Grizz history. It's certainly never been like this before.
I said this, Jeff, I don't know if you were listening at the time, but it could be, you know where I was on it, lose it, but realizing you're not going to tell those players that, but that it maybe can be good that you're playing in them and that you're taking this humiliation if it moves you to a seriousness about having to, right, get whether it's big right. three, whether it's roster, right? Because back to the point we were just making about us, you know, a loss to Dallas there with the jaw ankle, with the way this team was at the end, it's bad circumstances with Eastlow. You can convince yourself maybe as a front office and maybe wrongfully, we can dismiss this, we'll be fine. The guys were just checked out, right? We're going to run it back. But if this series moves you to a different point where it's, hey, now we've got to improve in this way and get real serious about this, that's the only way I can see this then being a good thing. Would you buy that?
I think that's what I've heard a lot of sort of in you know, is that, okay,
now that we're here,
this is going to be painful.
Yeah.
This is going to be painful as long as it doesn't go too far in the sense that it causes all the players to want the hell out of here.
Right, right? Exactly. That's what I'm
or want a fresh start.
Yep, yep.
That this kind of of frank assessment of where the team is a positive. And so you get to see, and again, it's not over. Like, I mean, we'll see more about where the team is because they'll play again tomorrow night and they'll play at home and whatever else. We'll get to see what Jaren is capable of in this environment. He was obviously awful yesterday. We'll get to see what Zach Edey is capable of in this environment. And it will bring a refreshing bit of candor,
yep.
administered right there on the court to where the team is. This will also, though, by the way, and this is a point that Jeffrey made, it'll also be like if you look up at the end of the playoffs and the Thunder have rolled through everybody, not necessarily putting 51-point losses on everybody,
sure,
but if they lose two games on the route to winning a championship and are blowing out everybody, you might feel a little bit different about it then too. Like there are things that will happen that will shape our understanding of all of this. Like what's going to happen in the next three games will certainly shape our understanding of what happened yesterday. And then what happens in Oklahoma City beyond? Like if all of a sudden everyone's taken to 6 or 7 games and playing 2-point games with them and the Grizzlies aren't, well, that gives you a sense of where you are relatively. You know, maybe it's just true that this is a historically great team.
It's possible.
And everyone's going to be, run over by the train that is Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I mean.
They are a train.
That would be.
There is no question.
That would be a, if that's your big take, that's
not my take.
No, I'm not saying you.
There's a world where that.
Ideally,
happens.
Someone is thinking bigger than that over there. because
I know I'm not saying that that's their hope or take. I'm just saying if everyone gets run over by them, then maybe you can think, you know what? We're in the next tier of teams with Denver and Minnesota and whatever else. But there was this one super team. And I do think, like, in the end, I'm
But you still lost the season series to the Nuggets, and you still lost the season series to the Clippers, and you still lost the season series to the Warriors, and you still lost the season series to the Lakers, and you still lost the season series to the Thunder, and you still lost the season series to every decent team you played. So it doesn't matter what happens in this stupid series.
Everyone acknowledges. It's funny. Even when we were talking about the draft pick, because we don't need a draft pick. A rookie's not going to save this team. Literally no one has said a rookie or a draft pick would have saved this team. What they've said, in fact, everyone I've ever talked to has said they need better veteran help around the big three.
Yep.
I don't know that that is, it seems like it's a universal sentiment. And so, yes, does that mean they need to blow up the big three and get play? Because here's the truth. Any one of the big three, and we have lots of time to talk about this, any one of the big three who you would trade would bring lesser players in return, right? So the path to getting better by blowing up the big three would be involved getting worse first, because you're not going to get equal value for any of them.
Yep.
So I don't know what, and the truth of the matter is there's vanishing little flexibility to get better now. It was easier to get better 3 years ago when they were first at this enterprise, because you had more picks and you had more financial flexibility. Now, if you have to pay Jaren, and you do have to pay Jaren, you have less financial flexibility, you have fewer picks, you just spent three of your picks on two bringing in Marcus Smart and one sending him away. So you have less ability to improve around the big core, the core, even as we acknowledge the greater necessity to improve around the core. That's tough.
Now that's the whole fundamental issue. Is that
you know
that there are things that you have to, but it's like, I mean, I'm put some suggestions in the suggestion box for the Grizzlies.
The suggestion box.
I mean, because it's not, everybody wants to do something, you know, but it's like, you got to actually do something.
Dude, well, here's the thing. After Memphis lost to Arkansas State 47-3, they did things. And they did more things and more things and more things. And the next thing you know, they were in the Cotton Bowl.
Mm.
You know, darkest before the dawn. Yeah. I've just admitted that. Yeah.
Wasn't it great for you?
Darkest before the dawn.
Wasn't it great for you? I thought about you, that you didn't have to roll out of bed and drive to Oklahoma City on Saturday for that mess.
For that. Well, it's funny, because I was there, because I'm a hit or miss sports columnist now, occasional sports columnist. I was there Friday.
Yep.
And be honest, it's too bad, because Sunday was so bad that it kind of obliterated the memory of that. Friday was really fun, and I was glad to be there, and it was maybe not as loud as some of the, you know, Clipper series, but it was, like, fun.
There
were
John was there. Yeah, John was there with you. He was telling me how nice an atmosphere it was. Reminded y'all of the old days out here.
Yeah. And so I was really happy that I was there for that and able to chronicle that. Like, in the end, as a columnist, what you try to do after a win, for me, is just try to recapture a little of the spirit of it so people can enjoy it again the next morning. And so that was a blast. And then covering losses is just torture. And then covering losses like that, that who the hell wants to read about that, you know? So, you had to get yourself to Oklahoma City and then write about that. I was just as happy to be able to spend Sunday celebrating Easter at home.
Welcome home, and happy Easter to you, Jeff.
Let me ask you this.
Jason. Yes, John.
Before we get
John's got one more. He wants to work you a little bit longer.
You know how it goes. P.J. Haggerty's not having an easy time finding $4 million. Does that make you happy?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, not out of any sense of vindictiveness to PJ Haggerty. Like, that's not it at all. Well, first of all, when you say that, do you believe there's any chance that Memphis' money will turn out to be good enough for him?
No.
Or you just mean in the abstract?
Yeah.
I think in the abstract, it's still good, because you want
Tennessee fans definitely enjoy Nico Iamaliava falling flat on his face. Let's be clear. They did.
Yes, but I don't think.
He hadn't earned it. That's the difference.
Well, he hasn't earned it, and B, he didn't walk out
That's
in the true. Middle of spring, you know, practice.
That's right. That's right.
And,
yeah, very different. You're right.
He just conducted himself very differently. All PJ did was exactly what you're supposed to do. is play great for a team, take them as far as you can take them, and then when it's appropriate to go on the open market, go on the open market. So I don't think it only makes you happy in the sense that you want the prices to be reasonable so Memphis can compete, right? It seems to me. So from that perspective, it kind of makes me happy. It is kind of astonishing to me when you hear the numbers and you look at the numbers for, you know, for really good college quarterbacks and stuff, and you see they're like, you can get one for $2.5 million. You know, you get a really good quarterback for $2.5 million. How is it possible that a combo guard in basketball, and we acknowledge that basketball is not as, you know, important generally speaking in college as football, how can it be worth $4 million? You know, that was one of the part of the things the market that I never quite understood, that it feels like basketball, if it has outstripped football in terms of the numbers people are asking. So that's why the idea of PJ Haggerty for $4 million, I seem to me to be a little strange.
Yeah. Hey, man, you're the best.
Thank you, Jeff.
But I'm not bitter about the man. Okay, see you, bye.
Yep. You got some good work out of caucus today, man. Got him to 145. That's going to be real good stuff, man, for sure. We'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Turn FM, ESPN. Robin Irwin Jewelers is the number one place to buy a diamond engagement ring. That's where you're going to get more choices. You guys can get the, you know, lab-grown diamond in all shapes and sizes. If you can dream it, Robert Irwin can make it. Make your engagement ring from a picture or drawing, maybe even a dream. You get peace of mind. You get that meant-to-be guarantee. Bring that ring back within 365 days. You get your return, your refund, no questions asked. Have it your way at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Every time I read these, I regret I didn't get Faith's, my wife's, from Robert Irwin Jewelers, her engagement ring, because then she would have had free jewelry spa service for life. Now, what just comes with that? It's not just cleaning, stone tightening, ultrasonic cleaning, rhodium plating white gold, and steam cleaning. So So it's a lot more than what I get from the big box store, which was nothing. I just paid for the ring. Oh, and it turns out it wasn't worth nearly what they said it was once Howie appraised it. You're going to get what you pay for at Robert Irwin Jewelers, and you're going to get the best price. It's the place to go for diamond engagement rings, number one to buy them. Howie's going to be your jeweler for life. To get over to Robert Irwin Jewelers, five locations, Perkins Extended in East Memphis, Bartlett Town Center, South Lake Center, and South Haven. And, of course, they've got a couple locations in Little Rock as well. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. RIJ online at rijewelers.com.
There was some history made last night, Jason, in the world of professional wrestling. WrestleMania Night 2 in Las Vegas, Nevada, Allegiant Stadium. John Cena.
Yeah, he beat Cody Rhodes.
Became the first wrestler, professional wrestler in WWE history to be world champion 17 different times, breaking the record of Ric Flair. So
amazing.
He is now the record holder for world champ. And people are upset today because, you know, The Rock didn't show up. The Rock was involved, you know, Travis Scott, John Cena, The Rock, they kind of had this, you know, trio, this stable, and The Rock was nowhere to be found last night. So many people are upset about this. Many people are outraged.
But, you just push the Rock button. He comes save you every chance. He's a busy man.
Yeah.
Not full-time WWE anymore.
Yeah. Last year, of course, he wrestled, actually. He was in that tag match, you know.
I mean, how many years y'all going to ask this dude to go on and save you?
I totally agree. I agree.
Why do we got to take it away from Cody, who's been a great champ?
Yeah, and a short tenure, right?
A year. The only reason he agrees to this is because he'll have it back shortly. Is that why?
Cena's got to do whatever. I mean, this is Cena's last year.
Okay. So now I see now why he got it back.
Yeah.
Why they wrote that up.
Yeah.
I saw people out there screaming. They filled it up.
They're going to give John Cena his last little run, you know. I think it was the most predictable outcome. And again, I don't even really watch wrestling anymore, but John Cena's not coming up there to lose, right?
Such a lame.
With having tied the record, you know, he's going to get that title. So he did get it, and, you know, now we'll see if The Rock ever shows his face again. But people were disappointed in that. Because the thing about WrestleMania is that there's always these big surprises, you know. There's always these – and I guess the surprise was that The Rock did not show up. I don't know where he was. I don't know what he was doing, you know. I don't know what he's filming. Feels like it's not.
What WrestleMania was this?
This would have been 41. WrestleMania 41. So
should have stopped about 30.
The Rock, you mean, or the actual event?
All of it.
Just end it.
As far as I'm concerned, now I realize there is a screaming public.
Yeah.
That still loves its wrestling.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Many people.
Oh yeah.
They fill that out two nights. It used to just be one. Now it's two.
Oh, it's amazing.
So anyway, yeah, that happened.
What
last
we'll
night.
Fall for.
That's right. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jeff Coggins for joining us on the show. Jeffrey and Company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.